When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless... you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today I'm joined by Denise O'Dwyer, author of Why You Love the Way You Do, Understanding Your Dating Relationship with Chinese Astrology. Denise's work dives deep into our Daymaster, the heart of our Chinese astrology chart, reveals our unique love style. I'm so excited to talk about this. It's a fascinating, empowering approach to relationships. And Denise and I were talking before I started recording this, and I had to go, no, stop. We've actually got to put this all on. So Denise, welcome to the show.
Hi, Janine. Thank you for asking me to come back and talk to you again, especially about the book. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So obviously, I have questions. I have more than enough, millions of questions, but I will start at the very beginning for our listeners. So the title alone is wonderful. Why do you love the way you do? So what inspired you to write this book?
Thank you for liking the title. I do an awful lot of relationship and compatibility astrology, Chinese astrology, and it's called synastry. So it's a whole separate section of astrology called synastry. And I have so many clients who say, I don't have 8 months to wait to find out that this person is the right person that I'm dating, those kinds of questions. And so they'll say, are we compatible? So you can see compatibility on many levels, but the simplest and easiest first pass of compatibility is to look at the Daymaster, which is the day pillar that defines the person. And also, I find that we go through life kind of thinking that everybody thinks like we do, and they don't. And people come to me and they go, I just don't understand my husband, or I just don't understand my partner, or whatever. And once you can explain why they do what they do and why we do what we do, it's a kind of magical transformation of understanding the other person. And so I thought, I really want to put something together where people can just look up themselves and look up their partners or people that they're dating and go, oh, yeah, I like that. That works for me. Or, oh, now I understand why I do that. And now I understand why they do that. And I think it's about getting on the map of the other person. And that's what Chinese astrology is really good at, is understanding not only ourselves, but also the other person. And then we can speak the language that the other person wants to hear.
I agree with you. As a Chinese astrologer myself, I'm often asked, oh, do I get on with my partner? And you can see parts of them that will get on and parts, I mean, nothing's perfect. But what I love about this particular book is that the Daymaster, on the day that you're actually born is more significant to the year you're born, etc., etc. And you've broken it down so very easily. So one of the things I know our listeners are going to ask, how do they know their day master?
Yeah, that was the first hurdle, Janine. You're absolutely right. Because if you do Western astrology, you can go online and just type in what is my astrology chart, and there's loads and loads of software out there where you can immediately get your Western astrology. And it's not so simple for Chinese astrology. There are not many. There's just not a lot out there. So the first hurdle was to go, okay, let me use the software that I think is really great and reliable and effective and easy, and then break it down step by step. So, and it took quite a lot of testing, I have to say, to write the instructions for somebody who is completely new to this, which is absolutely fine. But to go, okay, what we're looking for is this, and these are the steps you have to go to. And then I had to user test that. This was the hardest part of the entire book. I had to user test it. And I had people who have no knowledge of Chinese astrology, have lots of people who are my friends and clients who do understand it. I even had a very bright 11-year-old boy test it as well. So I put it out, and people got it. So did you look at that, and did you think it was okay?
Yeah, no. So what I was going to say is, obviously, I went through it bit by bit because obviously our listeners are going to do it and they have never done it before or anything. And I think you've described it. You've given the website that the software you can go to. It's just been about putting your date, birth, and if you know your time of birth, that's good. But you don't actually need it for this book. Just your year, your month, and date. You put it in, and I think this one has a location on it where you were born. Does it?
So some people use their location of birth when they're creating a Chinese astrology chart, but your location of birth only has an effect on the chart if you know your time. So I said, when I wrote the instructions, like, just don't worry about the time. For the purposes of this, just put in your birthday, because lots of people in this country particularly don't know their time of birth.
Okay, so can I say something? So for a lot of people, they don't know what the day master is. So the year you're born is about your friends and family. The month you're born is about your career. So over to you. What's your day master all about?
So your day master is the very essence of who you are. So people come to me and they go, oh, I know my Chinese astrology. I'm a rabbit. And they might even go, and I know that I'm a metal rabbit. So, and I would say, yes, you are. That is correct based on the year that you're born. And it is still part of your chart because it still has aspects of that pillar that plays out in the entirety of your chart. But when you run the chart out and you get the day pillar, which has your day master in it, that's the very essence of who you are. And everything that we look at in Chinese astrology relates back to your day master. It's who we were born to be. It's the absolute essence of us from the moment we inhaled our first chi, first breath. That sets your chart, and your day master encapsulates everything that comes with that. And I think it's. So we're both Chinese astrologers, and we know lots and lots of fancy stuff, okay? And it's very easy to get caught up in all the bells and whistles that we can see. You know, we've done loads and loads of study, and it's fascinating and vast. And sometimes we forget the biggest, most obvious thing is the day master.
And do you know what? You're absolutely right. So I interviewed Daniel So, and he talks everything about day master, and I'm like, because I always see it is the whole chart. For me, if I'm doing a reading, it's the whole chart. And so he started talking about, and we talked on after about day masters, and it sort of took me down a really interesting street. So when I saw you had this book out, that is an ebook, which you are. People can have for free all that knowledge you put into that book. People, listeners, you need to get it because honestly, it will give you so many insights into yourself and your partner. But what I'm sort of I'm waffling here, but I only just realized, can you believe this, as a Chinese astrologer, that how powerful the Day Master is in relationships and knowing yourself.
Yes, I really agree with you because you and I have been doing this for a very, very long time, and sometimes we have to clear away the complexity to really get to the absolute heart of it. And just because we have all these tools in the toolkit doesn't mean to say that we have to use them all, and we very often lose sight of the most important thing, which is your brain.
So I think I did ask you earlier, but so why did you write the book?
Because I just think it's really helpful to understand the essence of us, and therefore we can also understand the essence of the other people in our lives. I think the first thing to know is who we are. The first gift is to understand ourselves, and only when we understand ourselves are we in a position to go out there and understand the other people in our life.
Yeah.
So it all starts with us and knowing who we are, knowing our tendencies and our susceptibilities and our desires and our aversions. Only when we know that can we go out into the world and have a balanced life in our interactions.
I totally agree. So that everyone, we are just going to take a short break to listen from our sponsors, and we'll be back to learn more about our Day Masters with Denise in a while.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, so we're back. We're back, we're back, back, back. So of course, I just want you to know, when I got your book through, as you sent it through to me, I skimmed the front. As soon as I knew what I was looking for, I went straight to I'm Yang Day Ma J Yang Earth Day Master. It's about, I wasn't interested in everything else at the time. I want to know all about me, yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah, she's got that right. Oh, she's got that right. Oh gosh, that is me. And it was just, it's as if you were talking to me. Yeah.
That's really great, actually, Janine. Thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah. So how did you feel when you wrote your own?
Well, I started with mine. Just
Right.
write about what you know. And so I'm a yin fire woman. Oh, and I also broke it out into male and female. And that's not very common work, actually, because when you learn the Day Masters, it's just a sort of generic. This is a yang earth, or this is a yin fire. And actually, it's nuance that is different
Yes.
between, a yang earth woman like yourself and a yang earth man. And particularly because obviously spent a lot of time thinking about my own astrology, and so I decided to split it out because those differences are important. And so yeah, I started with the Empire, and a
I'm
lot of it is
certain.
based on yeah so a lot of it is based on the theory, obviously. And then over the years and years that I've read so many charts, I have kind of like pictures in my head of all the different Day Master types, from split into men and women. And so if you say to me, oh, what's a yin fire man like, it's like I can go through the Rolodex in my head and describe that to you, because it's built up from like a catalogue of knowing people over the years and going, that's what they're like, that's the embodiment of that Day Master.
Yeah, I think, and the other thing is that you put in there, what is our act of love? Like mine's an act of people doing things, showing it. I'm not a wordy person. If people say, oh, I love you, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, fine. I'm moving it forward. Yeah, I'm not that person. I'll tell my cats, as we know, I love them all the time, but I'm not a natural born person to go, I love you. Although I do love you, Denise. I just think that, I just think that. So, would you, I know this is probably throwing you in the deep end, but as a young earth person, would I be looking for someone like, if you look at the elements, fire, earth, wood, water, wood, metal, would I be looking for someone like who's yin fire or yang fire that would move me forward? Or I need to go for something more gentler?
So that's a really good question, because it depends kind of on your criteria, really, because we've got the theoretical compatibility. So as a young earth woman, your natural partner is a yin wood man. Okay. Now you can now go to the book and look up a yin wood man. And if you want the most harmonious partner, and you can find a yin wood man who you like and fall in love with, he is the best match for you. Now we don't always marry or stay with our best match. So I'm a yin fire woman, and the best match for me is a yang water man. So I am single and doing a little bit of light dating. So I always get their chart. And so I tell you what, I want to write another book called Dating Through the Day Masters, because it's like they are all their type. Honestly, they all conform to their chart. Totally. And yang water men for me are fantastic. I love that. So yang water is a really big energy. Yang water is like all the oceans of the world put into one day master. So it's very expansive and intelligent and always on the go and creative, and everything's kind of big picturey. And that's the natural match to my yin fire. And when I have known yang water people, men and women, because it works not just for your romantic partner, it's such a great match, and it really enhances me, and I can see why those two elements so much. So have you known yin wood
Well, it's
people?
interesting you about sex. I know wood is men to me as water is wealth to me. So wealth years, 2022 was water, 2023 was water. So those are very good years for me. So when I see like this year is a wood snake, I have been single for a little while of my own choice. I'm not I don't think us Chinese astrologers are the easiest people to be with. We like our own space, and I think that in my case is a big thing. I like if I want to go somewhere, I want to do things. I don't want to be told, where are you going, what you're doing. So that's me. Okay, but I am still committed to the person I'm with, but not like a butterfly go off here, but I do what I want to do. So now what was the question? Oh, William Wood. So I had met someone this year, interesting enough, and a really good their Dane Sim actually probably perfect for you. Yin water, is it
Oh,
yin?
yeah, set them my way, yeah.
So they're perfect for you, very intelligent, blah blah blah, everything. You are the center of their universe, absolutely brilliant. But for me, no, I cannot be the center of someone's universe. I think that's what women want to be. But then what I find, please excuse me for this, then I have to be part of theirs. And I don't know if it's an age thing or whatever. I'm now doing what I want. My mum died a couple of years ago, and basically, that was a changing point in my life. And so suddenly I don't he have any restraints. I don't have to look after mum. She's 92, 93. So this power of being free is a big thing, which don't take it away from your book at all, because you've got me right down. I am. And if I'm committed to a relationship, I will take and give and give and give, give and make sure everything's stable. But I think the other thing is, one of the things, as I said, the first thing I went to your book is to look myself up. And I think that's really good to know your own personalities.
Yeah, it is. It's really essential, because then we can understand ourselves, and then we always have a choice. So as a yin fire woman, so you're young earth. So you're like the mighty mountain. I called it, for the women, I called it the mountain heart. And for the yang earth men, I called them the mountain fortress, because they're very protective. So young earth women and men are both very lovely to come home to, because there's the permanence and the solidity and the taking care of. But earth doesn't move, because mountains have taken billions of years to form. So you're not going anywhere anytime soon. So if somebody wants to be in your life, they have to come to you. You don't go to them. Okay. So a yin would come to you, because a yin wood is like a vine, like a flowering vine, and they're always on the go, they're always moving. So they would come and very happily exist in your harmonious, nurturing, solid yang earth environment. Can you just remind me what the question was?
I don't know. I think we were just talking about me, and I love talking about me. I was saying
Yeah,
that
why, that's it. Why is it good to know your own day master? Yes. So then we can, so self-knowledge is everything. Because it's confusing otherwise. Like the world is a very confusing place and people are very confusing unless they're like us. So knowing who we are and knowing what our what we need, because I put in a paragraph for everyone about what we need in a relationship, is means that we can have that conversation with the other person. So, like for Yang, for you yourself, fast change is not great because you're all about stability. The yin fire, fast change, because yin fire is the candlelight, and there's a quickness that comes with that. So if I was with a yang earth man, I wouldn't expect him to change his mind very quickly, or I couldn't say, let's do you know what, let's just paint that wall purple. Should we do that now? And they would go, I just need a little bit of time to think about that. Is this, do you do that?
Interestingly enough, every wall's grey because then it's easy. And then with my feng shui, I bring in the colours, bring soft furnitures or pictures. So I do, because I don't suppose I do like change. But I do have what I have, like I will take in a street cat at a drop of a note a moment,
Oh,
yeah.
you're such a nurturer,
We
yeah.
do, and they come, and I have the most horrific stories of cats that come to me. And interesting you should say that, because the year of Yin Wood was the biggest year for me to take in boy cats. How weird is that? And I know that's not a relationship, but I'm just thinking, all the cats that came in were Yin Wood. How weird is that
Really?
in one section? I've only just
I suppose it's
realized it.
like partnership, isn't it? So yin wood is your partner. And also with this being a yin wood year, Janine, your light is on if you were looking for a partner.
Don't get me wrong, I do date and I am asked out a fair amount. And even like I was in a petrol station the other day and I couldn't work out over the thing which would number my car was in. And the guy behind me said, "Oh, you're number six." I was like, "Oh, okay, thank you. I'm number six." I said like this. And as I went out, he gave me a card with his number on it and he said, "Ring me sometime." That's just a petrol station. I was on a train about 3 weeks ago and I was soaking wet sitting next to a guy and I was really sorry. I said, "Sorry, my coat's really wet." "That's fine." And then he got off the train and he said, "Can I tell you something?" And I was like, "Yeah, fine." He said, "You're beautiful." So I think you're right. When it's the
Oh,
right
yeah.
year, you're getting all these compliments. And
Absolutely.
I
Yeah,
hope.
because the light's on, you're emanating it doesn't matter how you look, whether you're wearing a wet coat or whatever. It's like a magnetic attraction.
And
And it's yeah.
I think people, when they read your book, they will get this. Anyway, we need to just stop for a short while, and we're going to just hand over to our sponsors. And Denise is going to let you know what else we can learn about our Day Master.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, I'm coming back now with a question that I've written, which I wrote right at the very beginning, but we may have answered it, but I want you to just to help people with this one. So I found it so interesting you divided the Day Masters by gender, not to stereotype, because you've seen the differences in real life, yeah. Could you share how, for instance, a yin fire man might express love differently to a yin fire woman? You can change what element you like. I've just come up with yin fire.
Okay, so let's use yin fire because I think there's a marked difference between yin fire women and yin fire men. So yin fire is a candlelight. Yin fire is like spirituality. Yin fire likes fun. And there's a reactivity in yin fire. And so yin fire women like to seek stability, because they like the, because being, and I can speak from my heart about this, because the yin fire woman, there's always a sense for yin fires that your flame could get blown out at any time. So there's a delicacy. We burn very brightly, and then we have to go away into a darkened room and recover. And so the flame can come back out and burn. So there's that kind of sense of you've got to sort of manage your energy, so you don't burn out. So yin fire men, I have found in my experience of knowing yin fire men are very, so none of this is right and none of this is wrong and none of this is pejorative. Okay, so I'm pre-framing this. Many yin fire men are very attractive. There's a boyishness. So the key thing for yin fire men is the boyishness. And so perpetually boyish. And they always look that way. It doesn't matter how old they are. And they're very, very good looking, not in a conventional handsome kind of way, but in a boyish kind of way. And also they're very mummy-ish, mummy's boys. So yin fire men, they want to be taken care of in that sort of, with that kind of dynamic. Yin fire women don't. Because they're quite good at taking care of. But there's something about yin fire men that are very attached to the their partner, who, and they want their partner to take care of them in that kind of emotional way. So the women do the giving, and the yin fire men want to receive.
I see. So I love how you like to reassure readers not to panic when they see their chart. I know we've talked about it, but why is it important to keep simple and just focus on the day master at the start, about your day master? Because I mean, it's so, it, you know, there's 24 different day masters, 24,
20.
20 different. What would you say that people, when they pick it up, what is their first thing that they should do? Because I'm telling you, everybody who's listening, you are not going, other than finding out exactly which your day master is, you're going to go straight to your animals. So if they went straight to the animals and they sort of recognize themselves, what would the next step of, for them to do you think?
See, yeah, that's a good point, Janine, because it's like, do you use the day master or do you use the animal branch? But actually, the defining characteristics come from the day master, and that's the start point. And from there, if you were very interested in knowing more about the Chinese astrology chart, we then look at the branch that you sit on. So then we get a deeper view, and then we can look at your other pillars and understand them and crucially, how they interact with your day master. So everything comes back to the day master. So without knowing that, it's a very unanchored chart. And you know, we both of us know how everything is in your chart. The Chinese astrology chart contains everything you might want to know about yourself in this lifetime. So like I was saying, it's easy to go off down a rabbit hole and lose focus of the essence. So, but it's the foundational building block.
It's interesting. I took something out of what you said here. You said you compare it to Monopoly, no collecting £200, just finding one golden clue about yourself. Do you think humour is an important part of your teaching of astrology?
Yeah, so Yin Fire loves, it's very playful. Yin Fire loves fun, and if you get Yin Fire and Yin Fire together, so I have friends who are Yin Fire, and it's there is a lot of laughter and a lot of slightly irreverent fun. So, yes, that's why I wrote that, because it's like, don't go down the rabbit hole, because there's so, if you, when you open your chart, you will see there is a page full of mostly Chinese symbols, and it's easy to kind of go off down a route that is not going to lead anywhere at this point in time. So I said, how can I express that? It's like, don't get distracted. But that's why I said, this isn't Monopoly. It's not the quickest way to pass go collecting what is now £200. Because the last time I played Monopoly, you collected £100. And I had to check that. It's like, it's not £100. And now it's £200. So don't, so it's like, don't collect £200. So the point I was making was that, yes, it's, and also like, you know, it is fun. You know, we're working with
Yeah,
real life,
absolutely.
and we're working with psychology. And for a yin fire, the lightness and the levity of that is enjoyable.
I did think one thing when I was writing it, when you write it really magically, and I think that what you're trying to do is get people to fall more in love with themselves, what they, the goodness of what they are. That it's very easy in the world that we live in to go for the criticizing, right? So what I think when you wrote this book, you went particularly to do the positive and what you can expand on rather than focus on any negativity of another animal day master.
That's so true, and I like that point a lot because I think we go through life and we don't really know who we are anymore, and we get lost because we think we have to be what people have told us we should be. We're an amalgam of all the influences that have affected us in our lifetime, and we get to a point where it's like, oh, I have no idea who I am at all, really. And that's why this is useful, because it means that it's like holding up a mirror and saying, this is who you are. And this is the very lovely, talented, wonderful person that you are, because it's so nice to have that reconfirmed back when we don't hear that on a daily basis. Our culture is not set up to give praise to other people. I think we're chronically underappreciated as people and chronically underpraised. And so there's not a lot of that that goes on. And it's like, this is who you are, and you're absolutely magnificent. There is, however, the shadow side
Oh, there's always a shadow
book
side.
two.
Yeah, there's always a shadow side. But like when you see someone famous, and they you really like them. I'm not going to name any names, and you follow them, and they become this amazing. And there's someone underneath it trying to find something, the shadow side, so that they can flip it just for news. What I loved about this book is that you can literally know really good things about yourself. So I put here, you reminded us that the most important person in our love life is ourselves. Why is starting with self-awareness so crucial from building happy, lasting relationships? Because I think I'm going to leave that was the question to you. So I'm not actually going to answer it. You can answer it.
Okay, so I think that when we know who we really, really are, we then have a choice. And because we kind of hurtle through life reacting rather than
Definitely.
responding. And that's where problems in relationships can occur, because we're in this constant state of reaction. And then when we can take a moment, sit back and go, what I really need is some stability, or what I really need is somebody to tell me that you love me. What you really need is, you don't want to be forced into doing anything that you don't want to do. And so when you go, oh, this is me, you can have that conversation with the other person and say, what I really need right now is this. And when we can articulate our needs in a calm and way, and rather than in a reactive way, that's the basis on which we can build happy, harmonious relationships. So we're not like a pinball on a pinball machine, ricocheting between situation and situation. And to be able to say, what I really need right now is some time on my own just to recharge my batteries, or whatever it is you need.
I know. So, if someone is listening in, which I hope there's hundreds and hundreds of people listening in, is feeling lost in love right now, what and one simple first step they can take with their day master to gain clarity or hope? So, obviously, they get your book. So that's the main thing. We'll be telling you how to get that a little later. But what is, if they're feeling lost in love, do you think it's about, well, we know it's about knowing ourselves because we've said that. One of the things I sometimes think that when people are looking for love, my mum always used to say, you've got to keep quiet and the butterfly will come and rest on your hand. But all the time you're looking for it, it's not going to come to you. But what I felt with your book is it's like a stepping stone to knowing yourself and then finding it. So how would you say is the first thing they can do by reading all about themselves?
Yeah, so I really like that quote from your mom. Sort of being in a receiving, in a, what is it? It's the difference between pursuing and attracting. And yeah, so I mean, obviously, you have to take action. So, like, it's a yin wood year. So, if you were really seriously wanting to find a partner this year, lots of opportunities. So, therefore, don't stay at home. You've got to go and do life. But also, people like to understand what's gone on historically as well. So I have quite a few people going, can we look at this person that I was in a relationship with? Because I need to understand why. And what it was I liked about them, or why it went wrong. And I think we truly grow through our relationships. And our relationships can be a mirror to ourselves. They are a mirror to ourselves. So I think it's quite helpful to go and look up the charts from the date of birth of the people that have been in your life before.
Exactly.
And so grow, know what you liked about them. And then it's all part of your self-growth. And I do believe we grow through our relationships.
Yeah. And it's funny because we all have one of my father was one of the most awesome men in the whole world. And randomly, he was with Dragon. So there we go. He was there. He showed me what love really was. He was the best dad in the world. So that's it. So I agree with you. If people can get their dates of birth and use your book to find out what their partner's day stems have been, then they can look and see why sometimes it did work and why sometimes it didn't work. That's for sure.
And then you can see patterns. So you go, oh, yeah, I really like this person. Oh, yes, they were a young water or whatever. And you go, on oh, this person, I really liked, and they were whatever. And then you can see patterns emerging, even just in your friendship. So I'm surrounded by earth people, all my friends, my daughter, so many earth people in my life. And I always think it's like, I go, oh, that's because they want my fire. Well, actually, it's a two-way street because with age and experience, I realize I really value their stability.
Yeah, there's
So
something
it's strange.
DNA. I was reading a book and I know you talk about DNA. When I was learning Chinese astrology originally, the person said, "Oh, you can't go. There is no DNA flow through. And I'm like, "Well, everything I've ever done has shown that the mother might have the yang earth, or the father, or the brother picks it up, and like my brother and I have a number of the same animals going down, and then my grandmother would be this." I think there's a really big thing there.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a really fascinating subject. So when you look at family charts, you can see repetition of pillars, which is the stem and the branch, or just the branch, or you can see patterns. And I was talking to my cousin last night, and we looked at her dad's chart, and he's got a pattern, same pattern that I have. So you see that thread of repeating patterns. Very, very often through families, and it's quite magical, don't you think? When you've seen that in your clients, it's just like this is so real, and it's not random.
No. Well, I'm sorry, we're going to have to come to the end of this, but I'll have you back. Definitely especially when you write your next book. So, Denise, thank you for sharing your wisdom, warmth, and insight as always. Your book, Where You Look, I'm going to say this slowly, Why You Love the Way You Do, offers such a compassionate and practical framework for understanding love through Chinese astrology. I know listeners will come away with a deeper appreciation of themselves and their partners. It's been, I was going to say it's been a joy talking to you, but it's been amazing talking to you. And where can they get your book to download, your ebook?
So the easiest way is just to send me an email with your email address, and I'll just send it to you. So my email is denise@chineseastrology.co.uk, and then just send me a message that says ebook and give me your address, and then I'll just send it straight off to you.
Brilliant, brilliant. It's brilliant, everyone. So thanks, Denise, for being with me again. And thank you, listeners, for listening as well.
Thank you so much. I love coming to chat to you. Thanks, Janine.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.